Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Josh Shapiro, on this show live yesterday, he took on RFK Jr., that idiot, that moron, that nincompoop, over vaccines. The governor said that before he went live to talk about the two measles deaths, RFK called him and said, "Hey, man, can we help you out?" Listen to what the governor said in response. Listen.
I was very, very blunt with him, and I made very clear that his actions and the rhetoric that's coming from this administration are having a negative impact on communities across America, particularly right here in Pennsylvania, that there's real life consequences to spreading misinformation. There's real life consequences to scaring people and not relying on actual doctors and actual medical professionals to provide unbiased information to parents so that we can make reasonable decisions for our kids. As I said before, look, people are trying to do the best for their kids. They're trying to protect their kids. And the best way our health experts at the federal level and the state level and in a hospital, wonderful hospital like this, the best way those professionals can do their jobs is to provide unbiased, factual information so that parents can make responsible decisions for their children. Sharing conspiracy theories and misinformation does not help the cause of public health. And it leaves people less healthy and less safe. And it leaves parents in a position where it's harder for us to do our jobs to protect our children.
Bring it, Governor. And then the conversation shifted live on this show to data centers. He has been accused of flip-flopping, starting out saying they're the greatest thing in Pennsylvania right now to, we're backing off, we're shutting them down. And then he made this comment, which jumped off the map to me. Listen to this.
What I'm really trying to do is get rid of those speculators who are wreaking havoc on our communities, who are never going to build their projects, but are really stirring up a lot of animosity, a lot of anxiety and worry. Let me give you some data, because you mentioned one particular project.
Shippensport.
There are about 100 projects right now that are proposed across Pennsylvania. Why do I say about? Because a bunch of them haven't even approach the state to formally tell us about the project. But of those 100 projects, about 90 of them are totally speculative. Like, they don't have energy, they don't have an end user, they actually aren't working with the local community effectively, they don't have an agreement with local labor to do this work. Those are projects that are never going to be built. And by the way, projects we don't want in our community. We want to make sure that people who are being responsible, people who are investing in the community and earn the community support, people who are generating more power for our grid, something we need, people protecting our air and water, that they adhere to strict requirements and then work with the community and work with the Commonwealth to do their business here.
Whoa. My man bringing it. Now, I don't know those numbers, but you know who does? Joanna Dovin, the AI strike team. I ran that past her and she said, Joe, welcome to the show. You said what?
Hello.
You said what when you heard the governor said 90 to 100 is speculative?
That sounds right.
Wow.
I can explain why.
Please do. Please.
I can explain why. So, you know, I'm involved in real projects. When I say real, I mean, there's real financial backing. The community's been engaged. Now, there's a bit of a chicken and egg with all data centers, proposed data centers, is that you have to secure your load study, your power study from the utilities before you go out for the investment, and then your project becomes real. So there's a lot of pre-development work. But what is happening in areas in Beaver County where I'm, you know, working on a project right now is there's a ship and sport, there's, you know, billions of investment coming thanks to Aligned and Meta.
Yeah, yeah.
Full support from Beaver County because it's an adaptive reuse of a brownfield, literally a defunct industrial graveyard that, by the way, if you live there and you drive past it, it's not a really good feeling to see a former job creator just sitting there as an industrial graveyard, right?
Right.
You want that to be remade into something that produces value, economic value, and tax generation. So once that happens, so that gets, you know, that project's happening, then people who are looking to get a data center deal just start buying up land around it, farmland.
Nice.
You know, and then you, if you're a resident, you're like, wait, this property just sold, this farmland, the farm's going away? What's happening? But you have no answers because it's speculative.
Yeah.
Because they're buying up the land. They're then going to see if they can get energy. They're going to see what can happen. Maybe they hold the land. And so,
wow.
Look, I see it happening.
Wow.
But wow. I think what's really important, Marty, for the audience to understand is that there are really good projects out there that are going to generate millions of dollars for local communities, for schools, for police, for fire, for teachers, for the state to then reinvest in job creating, site planning. And so we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have to make sure we're communicating as stakeholders, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're me or whether you're the governor or whether you're the senator, is that we want good projects. And there needs to be a sandbox that these good projects, where they understand the rules of engagement, so that also then communities won't automatically cancel projects because of the word data center, which is also what's happening. So there's a lot at stake to protect the good multi-million dollar data center developments. So I understand why the governor did it. There is a lot of speculative data center development, but we have to also recognize also the workforce that's being created through these data centers. Steam fitters, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, you know it, right?
Hey, my boy, Chad Quinn, the Dollar Energy Fund, flat out called me and said they need 10,000 electricians and they make 150 a year and up. 150,000, Joe. Insane. Come on, man.
You know, yeah. I mean, what I've been saying for 3 years now is that we need to be a capital of data center development in North America because of our proximity to nuclear and natural gas. And the way that we do that is by remaking our former industrial sites, our brownfields, that are zoned for heavy industry, right, that aren't necessarily sitting right next to residential. They're set aside on the river, right? We can generate so much tax dollars by turning those brownfields back on. And that is already happening a bit, right? But I think we're tip of the iceberg of what could be possible. So, you know, I think that the moment right now is it's a backlash, not just against data centers, but about the fear of AI. And that's why at the AI Horizon Summit, which the governor's coming to the AI Horizon Summit, he's not running away from this. He's coming. And
nice.
We're going to talk about like AI acceptance. Like what, how do we build with and not run away from? And I think the governor's message is communities need to be building with these companies. And the speculators, they need to stay away.
And there needs to be more honesty about what's coming our way. Like this shipping support thing, man, you sent me a note, $1 billion in community loans? What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to. I don't know if shipping support, if they fully announced all their community benefits yet. I think...
But thousands
the process
of
is underway.
Jobs,
I, yeah.
Billions in investment.
We know, yeah. Yes. And lots of tax generation because, you know, the purchase price, I know that was publicized. I mean, that's a real estate tax. It's going right to the community and to the state. I mean, and then there's a lot of data center suppliers, advanced manufacturers in the local ecosystem that are also bursting at the seams to hire to be suppliers. It really is a lot for out of state, right? They're supplying Virginia, they're supplying Ohio. One thing I've been saying too, is you look at Virginia and they get over $3 billion, the state of Virginia, of tax revenue
wow.
into their state from data centers, $3 billion.
Wow.
Guess where most of that energy is coming from? The energy is being exported from Pennsylvania, right? They're building the thing, the data centers, the tax generator there. And that state is getting all the tax revenue. We need to grow our tax revenue in our communities, in our state, to then be able to do things like the governor's innovation fund, $120 million fund, I think, something
hey, Joe,
like that.
Joe, but before we go, though, I got to ask you this. Has all of his rhetoric made it more difficult for folks like you to get this thing really rolling?
Well, look, what I would say is there needs to be balance on the communication
nice.
With regard to,
nice.
You know, you have to get rid of these speculators. We need rules of engagement that are clear so that communities are building with, right? And if they know the rules of engagement, communities will invite. They will, you know, not just totally dissuade, which is happening now. And we have to also talk about the local worker that's benefiting. And, you know, I think the governor is frustrated. I think there are some bad actors, particularly in the other side of the state, that are, you know, are siting data centers near ball fields. And like, that's just not okay. You know, nobody would want that. Let's be reasonable. But I think, like I said, you can't throw the baby out the bathwater. There's very good projects. There are there are communities up and down the Monongahela, Ohio Valley that are forlorn because they lost their tax base
completely
when the steel industry collapsed.
Agree.
And they can be remade through AI infrastructure investment. And that's where we need to turn, like maybe help those communities figure that out more, right? Like
right.
lean in. And that's part of the work we're doing. And we're happy to be a voice.
Joanna Dovin, CEO AI Strike Team. Rock star. Thank you, my friend. Spot on. Truth to power.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
I love
Bye.
All of it. Oh, I love opportunity.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N.
Here's what Pittsburgh politicians do that makes me nauseous. They're so trite, man. They're so cliche. They're so damn progressive. They're so woke and all those silly cliche words. They play in all of it. So we got this negative press going out about data centers. That's fine. It happens every time. Go all the way back to the gold rush. Then the dot-com bubble. I was in it. Then the tech bubble. Now the AI bubble. Fine. But at the end of the day, there will be billions invested and there'll be thousands of jobs. If you do it right, which is what Joe just said. Leave it to Allegheny County. They irritate me so much. They're proposing a bill to ban data centers from county property. Really? Good job. You'll show us. Oh. They find different ways to lose. It's come on, man. Oh. Horrible. Horrible economic situation in Allegheny County. Oh, it's a seventh level of hell scenario. Oh my gosh. I'm told now they're going to raise sales tax, Patrick, to like 8% just to try and kind of help with this crisis with the pension. And they can't, Patrick, we saw this with fracking. When the city wokes or said, we won't allow fracking downtown, good for you.
Right.
Come on.
Like it was ever a possibility.
Thank you. They do this stupid crap that sends the message to the world that we don't want anything new. No new tax base, no innovation, no renovation, nothing, just to hell with it. We are banning fracking in Allegheny County on our property. Good for you. Good for you. No, no data centers. Good for you. You'll show us.
But oops, it was great for the airport, wasn't it?
It sure was. It saved the damn airport. It built the damn airport. Jesus. It's just, wow, the usual suspects. Bill sponsored by Bethany Hallam. Shocking. They're worried about water use. Yeah, I'm sure they are. They released a statement last night. They're a bad deal for communities on a local level. There you go. We're all going to die. I don't know, ma'am. You heard Joanna. $3 billion in revenue. $3 billion in revenue. Was it Ohio, Patrick? Is that what you said? Was it $3 billion? Yeah. Come on.
Ohio.
What are we doing here? Come on. The governor's right. Kick out the hooligans and the shysters and the carpetbaggers with bags of cash and fine. But do it the right way, man. Like they're doing in Shippensport. Taking a dead DOA graveyard mill site and creating hope and jobs. Nah. Hey, 10,000 electricians. Starting salary is $150,000. Send your kid to school for that. Oh, we're going to ban them in Allegheny County. Good for you, Bethany. You'll show us again. Go ahead, Murray.
Hey, how you doing, Marty?
I'm good, brother.
I wanted to run a couple numbers by you regarding AI, if I can. I just did a little AI research on AI.
Whoa.
A lot of the jobs that that they offer are construction jobs, but once the data center is in place, they say it takes 2 to 3 full-time personnel per 100 megawatts of power. So depending on how large the data center is, you could probably have as many as 300 full-time people.
Yeah.
And some of the jobs pay quite nicely, $140,000, $150,000.
And the electrician's building them make $150,000 grand.
Yeah, well, there you go. You have all that going on. But what we have to keep in mind is that artificial intelligence is still in its infancy.
True.
It is yet to master what's known as the learning process.
True. We've heard this.
Eventually it will be able to think for itself. There was a movie out in 1970, of all things, 56 years ago, that I saw.
I really love you, and I love your input, but I don't have time. And I'll have to check out that movie, all right? You're my man.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
That measles thing, man, got people all jazzed up again. About COVID. COVID was a lie. And one of the guys in the newsroom screams at me yesterday, Fauci should be in prison until he dies. Okay. Just get your kids vaccinated, man. Come on, man. And Trump won the election. What are you doing here? Some guy screaming at me because he said Trump never said that bleach would cure COVID. Okay. And the moon's made of cheese. All I'm asking to do, man, is get yourself vaccinated for measles and get your kids. I don't really care what you think about COVID. I just don't, man. Guy yells at me yesterday, COVID isn't a vaccine, huh? The COVID shot is not a vaccine. He said this, every doctor on earth, the greatest scientists on earth, the Nobel Peace Prize winners say it's a vaccine. He said, nah, it's not. It's a flu shot. Okay. I don't care about your belief on what the COVID shot is. I really don't. I don't give a flying rat's behind. I want you to get vaccinated for the friggin' measles so you don't die and your kids don't get sick as hell. Pretty simple. I'm a very pragmatic guy. I'm not fighting with you over stuff I don't care about. And I don't care about your theories on that little doctor and you think should be in jail. I don't care. I don't care about Biden's son. What's he doing, man? He's on every... And why do we give him all these platforms? His son's a goof. Have you noticed this, Patrick? Suddenly he's like this talking head. He's all... Every single day we hear from Joe Biden's goofy son, right?
Yeah, Hunter Biden has appeared from the ether.
He has.
It's weird. But yeah, well, and you're right. Everybody's putting him on.
Everyone.
Like, he's now a big authority on things.
Which he isn't. He's a jagoff, and he's an idiot. And he says really cruel things about everyone, and it doesn't help anyone. And the rhetoric about COVID, my man, I'm not having that discussion with you about how it ruined America and Fauci should be in prison. I don't care. I don't care. I don't want anyone else to die from it. It's really kind of simple for me. It's just like that. The guy who called and said 14 million people in the state. It's not, but so what? And only two dead. The odds are pretty okay, my man. You risk it. I don't understand the mentality. I don't. Now, I understand the low vaccination rates in certain religious environments. I do. In the Amish communities, what kind of has me perplexed, Patrick, is for all intents and purposes, the theory is that this current strain made Amish folks sick. In most of the cases in Pennsylvania, the biggest clump in Amish country, quite frankly, Lancaster. I don't know enough about them, and there's no data out there because I looked and, you know, I asked the governor. He got a little defensive about it. Why now? And why are the Amish getting sick now when they've been this way forever? Do you have a theory on this, Patrick? Are you seeing any data out there?
Well, it could be as simple as, you know, it came from an outside source that got into their community. They don't do a lot with outsiders.
That's true.
So in those clusters and on those farms and in those communities, you know, there's not a whole lot of outside mingling.
Well, there didn't used to be. And I'm only going to disagree with you because we went there. It was actually one of the greater experiences of our life. And we went there and we hung out, quite frankly, with an Amish farmer for a day. And to Patrick's point, it was kind of odd. We pull up on the farm, and it was beautiful, man. And the guy was the coolest guy. What was weird, Patrick, and I think I told you this, they had cars and big new trucks. And I asked him, because I always saw it as Patrick sees it. They're kind of isolated and insulated. He said there's been this tectonic shift with the young people. They kind of sort of let them do their own thing. So they kind of sort of let them live a Western lifestyle, buy trucks, kind of experiment with things. And they hope that they come back to the Amish community. You've heard this, right, Patrick? They try and give them a taste of this. Go ahead.
When they turn 18, they do what they call it a Rumspringa, where they go experience the world. And, you know, the idea is they go see it, and then they come back to their community and then go back to, you know, the Amish way of life.
So maybe to Patrick's point and to my point, because the farmer told us that we were kind of floored. We saw a bunch of modern stuff on the farm we didn't know the Amish had. He said the kids are buying Camaros and Barracudas, and generally that wasn't allowed. They never did that before. And he said they're trying to allow them to have a taste so that at some point they come back. And they showed... He showed us numbers that show that that's what happens. It's almost like the folks that leave Pittsburgh and they come back to Pittsburgh and live. And they come back to the Amish community. They have a hell of a life. It's a beautiful life. They're wonderful people. They worked so hard. Their food is amazing. Their work ethic, their religious values are amazing. But to Patrick's point and to my point, maybe Patrick, and I don't know, the governor didn't want to talk about it. I get what he's saying. Maybe somehow this new contact with the outside world has them more exposed than before, because the biggest clump of cases, and I know you know this because you looked at it like I did, come from Lancaster, which is the area of the Amish, which would make sense, right?
Yep, exactly. And the same thing happened. It was 2013, I think, somewhere in there in Ohio, in an Amish cluster. And that community was largely unvaccinated.
Yes.
But after the outbreak, they had, I think, 200 plus cases.
Wow.
And at that point, the vaccination rates shot up over 80%, which was unusual for that community. But they do react to outbreaks and things like this. And you do see responses like that.
Hey,
so maybe that'll happen in this case.
Amish, is it against their faith to have vaccines? I apologize for my ignorance. Or they just don't do it.
I don't believe it's completely against their faith, but they, you know, they are, you know, they don't jump full on into, you know, Western medicine and technology like we do.
I see.
So there's some hesitancy in those things. You know.
And Patrick printed with this AI app that now makes these insane graphics that we put on social several times a day, and it's amazing. What's interesting about this region is we have some of the counties around here, Patrick, have... they're in a danger zone in terms of low number of folks vaccinated, right? We're seeing that.
Yeah, and I thought the numbers would be much higher than that.
Yep. you get outside of in Allegheny County wasn't even 95%. And 95% is kind of the magic number. Patrick, kind of explain that to people, please. This herd immunity thing.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Ely was explaining to us. When you get over 95%, that's when the herd immunity, they call it, kicks in, where more people just are not susceptible. So the infections don't spread throughout the community. So you just don't see instances pop up when you've got 90% vaccinated or above 95.
I don't have arguments with people about vaccines. I tell them this out in public. I'm not doing it. I just have no time. You know, the world's a hectic place, and talk radio is a blender, and we're in the blender every day. And now that we have this insanely large social media following where you get tens of millions of people, the playing field gets even larger. And I'm not being ignorant. I just don't want to talk to you about COVID and my belief about the vaccine. And I'm not going to argue whether or not it's a vaccine. I'm not. The sky is blue. No, it's not. Oh, okay. I'm not. The moon is in the sky. No, it's not. I'm not doing that. We have people with insane, dramatic needs. I swear, I told you this earlier. I'm going to a house at like 2:30. This older couple begged us for help. They were crying. And they crawl on their hands and knees up their stairs. I'm lying, I'm dying. We're going to go there with my boy, Carl DeLicandro, and install a stair lift for them so they can have freedom to use the friggin' bathroom and take a shower. What's my point?
It's amazing how many times we hear stories like this.
Desperate.
There's
people.
So many people that, yeah, they're trapped in their own homes.
Right on.
Because they can't get up and down the stairs.
We help veterans that didn't use a shower upstairs for 7 years. We helped a veteran with a stair lift and a walkway who fell down the mud on the side of his house every day. Did he not, Patrick? Because he couldn't get in the damn car to go to get treatment.
Yep, sure did.
I care about this stuff. And Patrick knows the details of this, and we're not going to share this because we're going to get this gentleman help. But a guy called me crying. He has a man living in his house for 7 years. He played for the Steelers in the glory days, okay? And I can't name him right now. And he has severe dementia, and he urinates in a jar. He can't go upstairs. He has 40 pizza boxes on the floor. He's poor, has no memories, none. Memory loss, doesn't know where he is, and can't get help. And we're getting him help. I'll tell you about it when it happens. But my point is, that stuff is what crosses our desks every day and gives us sleepless nights and has us calling the NFL. And I couldn't tell you how kind Bert Lawton was at the Steelers to help. He's amazing. He just gives a damn. He's one of the people I love because they care. My point is, I am not arguing with you about whether or not Trump said bleach was an antidote for COVID. I'm not doing it. I'm not arguing whether COVID's a flu shot or a vaccine. I'm not. Why? We have to help people that need today, that are wants and needs today, that are crawling up their stairs today. How about that? How's that work for you? So follow along as these stories develop. It's kind of why I love this show. It's like this amoeba, and it changes on a moment's notice. I just got a text, and this is relevant to public safety, and this is relevant to safety at the hospitals where they bring these inmates from the jail. So briefly, and I know this is a full circle moment, but this is happening. I wanted to let you know. So if an inmate is sick as hell, they get this petition to take him to the hospital. It's just the truth. Because they get better care at the hospital. Duh. And what happens is, what happened prior to like last week, you had the corrections officers would go, and then Krause's sheriff's deputies would go to the hospital. And everyone's protecting everyone. Okay, fine. So they have this insane staffing shortage, an insane overtime shortage. So to try and maintain a modicum of control over his budget, Kraus said, I can't afford to send my guys there anymore. It's millions of dollars, and I'm going to get shafted. Seriously. So he stopped sending his people to the jail. I'm sorry, to the hospital. Well, that leaves the CO's, corrections officers, vulnerable. And one got punched in the face three times by someone at the hospital. They took his handcuffs off to treat him, and he beat the crap out of a corrections officer. He could have taken his gun and killed everyone. Okay? Add insult to that, but what happens now is they have to take corrections officers from the jail and protect the folks at the hospital because Kraus said, my deputies aren't doing that anymore. So that leaves them short at the jail. You following me? So the jail union president, who I just had on the air, from my shift, 3 o'clock to 11, that's today, we are short 46 officers. That's huge. That's huge. We need 10 officers for hospital details. And we need 36 more to cover posts in the jail. What happens? They got to do the shifts at the hospital. And so what happens? They lock down the jail. So I know you don't care about people in the jail unless you're in the jail or someone you love's in the jail. But lockdown sucks. It just does. You're locked down the whole damn day. And the truth of the matter is, that's the general understaffing in this department of corrections officers. What do I mean? So they had 46 people call off, Patrick. Only 5 people called off sick. What does that tell you? Insane shortage of staff at the jail. The union president, Brian, worked 17-hour shift yesterday. Patrick, what would your brain be like after he worked 17 and a half hours. What would your brain be like?
Oh, especially doing it multiple days in a row and multiple days in a week. Your brain would be mush.
Mush.
Your body would be exhausted and tired.
Their wives.
It's not safe for anybody.
Their wives worry about them driving home, that they're going to fall asleep. Why wouldn't they?
Well, Brian told us they've had accidents from people driving home, falling asleep.
So I know you don't care about the jail. I know you don't care about inmates. I know you don't care about corrections officers, but this is dangerous as hell. Insanely dangerous. And what happens now is because the county budget is jacked, they're in massive financial trouble. Massive. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And if you're at the hospital and some murderer is in there being treated and the sheriff's not protecting, watching these idiots, the murderers, then it makes every single person that works in the hospital vulnerable, every single patient vulnerable. You know why? Because the murderer's mommy now knows he's there. And mommy's thinking, I'm going to grab 20 people and get him out of there. And we're going to bring guns to do it. And that, my friends, is scaring the hell out of a lot of people that work at these hospitals. It would scare me. How about you?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, Work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.